Welcome to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson, a space designed to help you create amazing relationships with yourself and others. Get ready to experience hope, love, and inspiration. Here's your host, Kim Wilson.
Greetings. Today we're talking about overcoming feelings of emptiness. What does emptiness feel like? For some people, emptiness feels like not experiencing joy or excitement about anything. And many times when people feel empty, they're not able to articulate why they feel that way. It's like, well, I have a job, family, money, but I still feel empty. The foundation of my education was learning my alphabets. Developing a relationship with alphabets helped me to read and write. My first response to feeling empty is to review the relationship with yourself. The foundation of having a great relationship with yourself is to know yourself. When we learned our alphabets, we said it so many times that we knew instantly if someone got a letter out of order. So if someone tried to start the alphabets with C, B, A, it's like, no, A comes first. Honey, we were quick to correct somebody. Especially as that, you know, that excited 3 and 4 year old, you know, excited about learning. Such is the same when we know ourselves. Because when we know ourselves really well, we can always tell when something is out of order. Let me choose myself as an example. I know what it feels like to be me. I know what it feels like to be Kim Wilson. So to be Kim Wilson, it feels like smiling often. I love smiling. To be Kim Wilson, it feels like laughing often. I love laughing. I love laughing with my family. I love laughing with my friends. So if I'm not laughing often, if that's not happening for me on a daily basis, I know that something is out of order, and I'll know to go and check that to see what's going on. To be me feels like enjoying a well-prepared meal. Anybody who knows me, honey, knows that I... Honey, anybody who knows me knows that I love a wonderful meal, especially if I'm at a restaurant and it's prepared by a chef. I'm like, hey, feed me well. To be me, to be Kim Wilson, means to enjoy candles and things that smell really nice, to enjoy a nice bubble bath. That's what it feels like to be me. So when some of those things are not happening, I'm able to go in there and say, hey, what stopped this? When did that stop? Because something is out of order. That is a natural order for me as Kim Wilson. Emptiness can come from sadness, anger, doing too much for others, or not doing enough for yourself. So let's just kind of start with doing too much for others. Because if you're doing a lot for other people, that means that it can become easy for you to lose sight of what you need and what you want, because you're focusing a lot on the needs and the wants of someone else. And there's nothing wrong with doing something for somebody else. You just don't want to leave yourself behind, because you can't give anything to people that you don't give to yourself. Well, let me take that back. You can, but eventually you're going to give out of gas and you arrive at that place of feeling empty. So when we take care of ourselves first, it makes doing things for other people more enjoyable. Let's talk about anger, how anger can lead us to feeling empty. What lies right up under anger is hurt. Before we become angry, we're hurt about that very thing first. And when we are not aware of that and we don't know how to acknowledge that, that anger can lead to resentment. It can lead to feelings of bitterness. But all of that can be managed. The only thing you have to do is acknowledge it first so you'll know what you need to change. And that goes back to, okay, knowing yourself. So if you are angry about something and you check to see how long you've been angry about that thing, there's nothing wrong with experiencing the emotion of anger. You just don't want to hang out into that space too long where it starts to change you and impact the way that you respond to other people. You don't want it to alter your perspective in such a way that every time you hear something or see something, you have a negative outlook, because anger certainly can change the way you respond to people, the way you hear information. A lot of times if you experience, you're walking around in anger, your first response to information a lot of times or feedback is negative. You know, you may, not even realizing it, your smile is gone. And when you respond to somebody and they ask you a simple question, you just kind of have a sarcastic response, or I don't know, and you think they are intentionally trying to hurt you, ridicule you, criticize you, when they're not. So to get past that, and if all of that has led to you feeling like, you know what, I woke up this morning and I felt like nothing was on the inside of me. One of the ways that you can overcome that is to write down everything that you felt in the past 48 hours, who you thought about, who you talked to. Because a lot of times, if you're talking to people who feel the same way that you do, they may feel empty. They may be experiencing feelings of sadness, anger, disappointment, jealousy. If your last five phone calls have been with people that are experiencing those same feelings, more than likely it's not going to add to you moving from that place of emptiness to feeling amazing. And that's what we ultimately want to feel. We want to feel amazing. So we got to make sure that we're talking to people that can help us achieve those feelings. And if you don't feel like you have the support group or the people in your life to help you achieve that, don't be afraid to connect to a therapist, a counselor. A lot of times people think, well, I'm not crazy, so I don't know. Connecting with a therapist does not mean that you're crazy. Connecting with a therapist means that you know yourself well enough, you have a solid relationship with yourself to say, you know what, I cannot do this one alone. I need some additional help to just help me to sort these feelings out that I've had inside of me for the past month, and they do not seem to be going away. And then the therapist can help you to look at, too, whether or not if there is a chemical imbalance in your brain that warrants a little bit more help above talking. Because sometimes, excuse me, when the chemicals in the brain gets unbalanced, sometimes medication is needed to balance those chemicals back out in the brain so you can get to the place where you feel excited about being alive and connecting to something. Secondly, we want to make sure that we're taking time out for us, because if you're not carving out a space for a long time, and when you participate in a long time, you want to make sure that you are purposely thinking about the positive, what you have. When I think about the positive on a daily basis, I'm thinking, gosh, I'm so happy that I have my heartbeat. I'm so happy that I have my arms, legs, and everything works. And I always think about the men and women who left this country, the United States of America, to go somewhere else and serve for my country, the United States of America. And then they went off to do this and they came back some way. They were altered, either emotionally altered, spiritually altered, or physically altered. And when I think about these people who came back altered in some sort of way, I feel like I have a responsibility to myself and to them to be the best I can possibly be. In order for me to be the best I can possibly be, that starts with a feeling. That starts with me feeling amazing. Because I said, these people left this country for me, and they came back different, and here I am with everything intact. And so for me, I'm saying, okay, I'll do everything I can in my part of the world, in my community, that will somehow contribute to your happiness. And for me, doing this very podcast is my small contribution to the world. The next thing is, you want to make sure, if you want to overcome those feelings of emptiness, find something to connect to. Relationships makes a difference. Being connected to positive relationships make a difference. There's so many things in this life to fall in love with. If you're laying on the couch, if you've worked all day and you went home and you just sat in your chair, listen, I gotta tell you, there are a lot of children in the children's hospital that would love to have someone to come and read to them. There are a lot of senior citizens in the nursing home that would love to have someone to read to them, sing with them. There are a lot of displaced human beings from other countries that would love to have someone to just listen to them, sit with them, smile with them. So you don't have to feel empty. There's a lot of things to connect to. If you just get to this space and say, you know what, in this moment, I appreciate my heartbeat. When you think about what you have, what that does is it turns on a light inside of you. It turns on a light and it brightens up that darkness that you feel. Just becoming appreciative of something will turn on that light and help to push out that emptiness, because that emptiness represents darkness. My gift to you today is, know yourself, appreciate yourself, and be thankful for yourself. And that will help you to overcome that emptiness. Push it out and allow happiness to come in and live inside. Thank you so much for listening to Amazing Relationships with Kim Wilson. Please be sure to join me next Monday for another amazing topic. Onward, upward, and beyond.
Thank you for listening to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson. Want more? Visit kwspeaks.com for the latest inspirational blogs.